Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. If you enjoy this podcast, Real Ghost Stories Online, be sure to check out our other paranormal podcast, The Grave Talks, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of one of this week's episodes of The Grave Talks. Today on The Grave Talks, Brush with the Devil, a conversation with James Anito. After suffering through a traumatic childhood, James Anito found himself searching for answers. Answers as to why his life started the way it did. Why would the world or God deal him such a negative hand? This quest for answers would begin his journey into a better understanding of his relationship with spirituality and life. Along this journey, he would begin to realize that sometimes the dead and the never living have a deeper impact on our lives than many may accept. This is the story of James' initial search for answers for himself, and eventually seeking answers and clarity for those affected by demons.
Well, you know, I had a lot of different experiences than most people when it comes to their stories within the paranormal, especially dealing with ghosts or a haunting. Growing up and being confused or scared. Basically, I never grew up with any of that. I basically grew up in a situation. I was a child and I was put in a situation by family, and it took a toll on me for a long time. And it really, you know, I don't really like to talk about my faith too much. You know, I am Catholic clergy, but so that just shows people my faith. In some fashion, but I really, at that point, even as a child, once I could start understanding the concept of God, wondered why God would do this to me as a child. Why would he put me through these trials and tribulations so young? Why didn't my parents want me? And these questions came through my head. And so really, initially, what got me into the paranormal was the search and answer for God. Did he exist, or does God exist? If he does, why do certain things happen? So it really led me down a path of, even at a young age, once I could start reading a book, could pick up books about Darwinism and evolutionism and, you know, quantum theory, and watching Unsolved Mysteries, and watching these shows that associated with the paranormal, scariest places on Earth. So many literature and so many entertainment and based movies or television that really engraved me. And basically, you know, my search for God really kind of led me down to the path that, you know, we always hear about heaven and hell and sometimes purgatory, but it led me to kind of look at it if I could maybe figure out what ghosts and spirits are, because, you know, talk about ghosts and spirits in some capacity or deities have been around since human civilization was born. And so I thought maybe if I could start investigating, of course, as a hobby at first, that I could come up with a closer answer of what God is, because maybe if I could figure out what's then, of course, you know, I'm young and don't know any better of how complex this world is. But I thought if I could figure out what spirits or ghosts are, it could give me a better answer to figure out what God is. So with me getting involved in the field, and I live in Rhode Island. I've lived in Rhode Island most of my life. And, a show called Ghost Hunters came out. And I thought it was cool that the small state with the largest name was on television with these guys trying to investigate or prove the paranormal or debunk it. And that also interested me. I was very young. You know, it's been like 20 years, I believe, since that show's come out. Maybe a little less. But, you know, that was also a big impact. So really is what led me down the path was the initial things that happened to me as a child. Mm-hmm. And, of course, non-paranormal at all.
Sure.
So it's interesting how, you know, it started me on this journey, but in many ways it was very much needed because I was able to forgive and forget a lot of my past, if not most of my past, if not all of it at all. And, you know, it really did make my faith in a higher power stronger, beyond what I think most people's faith is capable of. But it's been a ride, and, you know, there's been many ups and downs, but, you know, I'm glad that, that seeking of that answer, even though I've still not answered that question as a child, I still believe it was a path that was supposed to go down to. And I think with what I deal with now, specifically in the paranormal or the preternatural aspects of things, it really was meant to be. Mm-hmm. It really put me through a lot of tests early for things that I've come across.
It's interesting because the more you talk about this, the more you investigate or one does any of these things, you begin thinking, oh, I'm going to get some answers. I'm going to get some more definitive direction as to what these things are. And I think you would probably agree, as anyone I've ever talked to in this field would say, you end up with more questions than answers at the end of the day. You're more informed than you were at point one, but you have more potential paths for all of these things to go down in terms of what these things are, the very generic term being ghosts. We don't get very religious on the show, but I'm very interested about when you began this journey going down, exploring religion, exploring your faith, exploring the paranormal, and all these things kind of simultaneously. Because depending on who you talk to, really, and what someone's belief system is with whatever version of the church they are a part of, you could mm-hmm. run into people saying there's no such thing as ghosts, or they're all demons, or there's angels and demons, mm-hmm. or there's nothing at all. And for the two to coexist, at least for me as a child, I grew up Lutheran for the most part. But mm-hmm. I would always hear, my dad was Catholic, my mom was Lutheran. I would hear so much back and forth of this exists, this doesn't exist, and either it's accepted or it's not accepted. But there was very little in the world of things coexisting, of the supernatural world, of the ghost world being something that is tangible, we should even be talking about, or people are just, they're crazy. They don't know what they're talking about. That doesn't exist. Mm. But it sounds like you found a way in what you've studied and what you've learned in your beliefs that these two can certainly coexist, and they're very much intertwined.
Oh, definitely. You know, I think, you know, I'm no expert. You know, I do not know everything. I learn something new every day. I think one of my goals in life is to achieve, if not completion of a new task every day of my life. If it's something very minute, I want to complete it. And, you know, with information out there and of course civilizations and the so much literature that has come across human eyes, human fingertips, there's so much out there people can read and don't even know about. But the problem is too is with paranormal, because in fact it is a pseudoscience at this point in time. We're not a respected thing by the scientific community in many retrospects, even though scientists do get involved, and people like Thomas Edison, Nikola Tesla, the father of computers, you know, Charles Babbage, they all have dabbled in the paranormal in some way. You know, the Ghost Club being very predominant of a lot of very smart people, but I think one of the things that I try to relate to and look at are things that have been documented by multiple different people, just like the scientific method in some aspect, but documented by the same people, the same characteristics, the same classifications. And I really truly look at that. If you, there's many different theories out there, and I'm very open to every single one of them, because I don't know the answer. So maybe they do, maybe listen to them, and you learn from everybody. And but the one thing I can say about the science and theology aspect of it, you know, theology and science have been debating for a long time. To me, theology is a science, while science is a science as well. I think they can be both an entity and both coexist and be respectful to each other. But there's people that don't read these things and have a lot of misconceptions or misunderstand or are told things, but they don't seek out that answer for themselves. They are just told things, and they just never seek to read that literature that's out there and these viewpoints viewed by many different people throughout time. You know, deities and the concept of good and evil had been around for a very long time in civilization. Hinduism, one of the oldest modern day religions. The yin and the yang is a big thing. There's so much different civilizations and culture that talk about ghosts, spirits, but even higher power as well, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's hard to dissimulate and say that these things don't exist, but there's so many similarities and commonalities between all those civilizations and beliefs that it's eye-opening, even though I'm Catholic and, you know, I follow Christianity, but I also don't disprove other people's beliefs or put them down. But people also misunderstand, you know, biblical scripture, especially if they're Christian. The spirit is brought up many times in the Bible, and I'm not a preachy person. I don't like to push my faith or religion on anybody. But there's things written within scripture that people follow in their religion that are written there, and people either misinterpret it or overread it and don't understand it. So that's where a lot of those misconceptions come into place, where ghosts and, you know, angelic or celestial beings can't exist at the same time. I get the mentality that God wouldn't allow people to wander the earth, because that is, I guess, a bad act, but only heaven and hell exist. But, you know, these are things that have been debated for a very long time, mm-hmm. as long as theology has been around, as long as St. Thomas Aquinas, one of a very smart man, a smart philosopher, you know, a lot of these people, you know, even Hippocrates, the father of medicine, performed exorcism on people as psychotherapy. So all these concepts have been used by very smart people. And, you know, for people that can't meld the two, your brain is, you know, it has a component that is faith-based. You know, faith is a big portion of one of our components of our brain. So all these things intertwine in a way, but people aren't just willing to want to learn, because sometimes when you feel so strongly such about something, and you figure out that it doesn't really meld that way, some people are just not willing to want to learn what's out there.
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe, or visit thegravetalks.com.